Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Suzanne Bowman. She's the youth minister at Victory Lutheran Church in Jamestown. And Suzanne, welcome to our show.
Hi, good to be with you, Warren.
Yes, thank you so much for taking time and joining us here on Let's Talk About It. I'm very excited to be talking about the upcoming Trunk or Treat at Victory Lutheran Church. We'll go into, you know, how you can participate, who it's for, and everything like that. But first, let's talk about the event and how it came to be. You and Pastor Sean Bowman, new to Jamestown 14 years ago, and kind of had the idea of this from another church you guys used to attend.
Well, actually, yeah. When we lived over in Fergus Falls, Minnesota, we had seen this event taking place at a church that we actually did not attend but we did participate. We had little children of our own, and we just thought, hey, this looks like some, you know, kind of fun. And we just fell in love with the idea. So much easier, safer, better than walking house to house, in our opinion. And our kids had a great time. And so we brought this to Jamestown. I do believe we were the first ones to ever, you know, come with this idea of, of trunk or treat. So we've just enjoyed it so much, and it's been very successful.
Yeah, and it sounds like it. I constantly hear about, oh, are you doing trunk or treat this year with the kids? And for those who our listeners, Suzanne, who maybe have not heard of trunk or treat, can you kind of explain how that works?
Well, essentially, we have, first of all, an hour of carnival games inside our fellowship hall.
Okay.
Kids can get a lot of candy right there and have some fun in warm temperatures, really get to show off their costumes. You know, sometimes in North Dakota, we don't know what the weather is going to be like. And sometimes you're wearing snowsuits on top of the costumes. So so that first hour is a lot of fun for the kids. But then from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. We have approximately 60 cars, folks from our church and sometimes folks from outside of our church who know about it and love it and want to participate. They'll gather together. We have individuals that will pre-assign them to parking spots so that everybody's lined up with their trunks facing out into the parking lot, and the children and their parents just walk car to car, you know, just shaking hands and having fun and collecting candy. Within about, you know, 20-30 minutes, they've gone through the entire line. They've hit more car trunks than they would houses in that amount of time. And they're walking away with their bags full of candy and having a lot of fun.
You know, and I love that you pointed it out too, Suzanne. It's almost a safer alternative than to walking the kids up and down the streets on Halloween night with the amount of traffic and other kids who will be walking through. A safe environment to do something like this.
Oh, it's a wonderful environment, and we have a larger parking lot now than we've ever had before, because this last year our church just expanded. We ended up building a 400-seat sanctuary and all new office complex, and so our parking lot actually doubled in that process as well. So there won't be moving traffic where the kids are walking or, you know, anything like that. It's going to be a wonderful place to go door to door, you know,
or trunk to trunk,
trunk to trunk. That's right.
Excellent. Again, Suzanne Bowman with Victory Lutheran Church in Jamestown joining us here on Let's Talk About It. This is coming up Tuesday, October 31st, trunk or treat. And there's kind of an age minimum for this. Of course, you don't want the bigger kids participating in this. And
well, we would love to have the older kids participating by handing out candy, participating in, you know, helping to operate the carnival games. No, we include a lot of teenagers, actually.
Okay.
But yeah, this is an event for the children, and I think most of those most of the families, they recognize that. So we haven't had issues with older kids causing trouble ever, as far as I'm aware. We've had a lot of teenagers helping to hand out candy, and they seem to enjoy that.
Excellent. So this is, again, coming up Tuesday, October 31st. I'm sure absolutely free for anybody who wants to stop up and
participate. Absolutely free. Yes. Yes. And we welcome everyone and anyone to come. We've usually had anywhere between 500 to 700 children coming through. So,
wow.
Yeah. So it's a great community event. We're on the southwest side of town. just follow signs and and you know, don't turn off too early. That's the secret to finding victory.
I was just gonna say if you want to give your address for individuals, 510 9th Avenue Southwest, right?
That's right.
Okay.
The church kind of sits out on the edge of the bluff, basically. So
right.
we've got a great vantage point to look out over the entire community.
Excellent. And something else very exciting for the kids as well. It looks like you'll have some local emergency vehicles and staff there as well.
The local emergency services people have been so great. Ambulance, fire, police. I think they've come every year,
really?
To my knowledge. I haven't been the organizer of this event in the past, but just as a participant, I don't believe there's ever been a time they haven't been there. And so it's also great for the kids. You know, the firemen are so good about letting them kind of blow the horn and, you know, interfacing with these professionals in our community and giving the children an opportunity to see them in such a positive role.
Definitely. Yeah. And the police, the ambulance, the fire department already in costume, I'm sure, then when they come.
Yeah, they're in costume. That's right.
Very good. So Trunk or Treat, Victory Lutheran Church, Tuesday, October 31st. It starts with the carnival and games at 5:30 to 6:30, and then the Trunk or Treat from 6:30 to 7:30. Suzanne, if anybody has any questions about Victory Lutheran, about Trunk or Treat, you know, where they can go to help out, what are some ways they can get a hold of you guys for that?
Well, first of all, our church has a website at findvictory.org. And I'm pretty sure a lot of this information would be right there.
Okay.
If they had any specific questions, they could sure call our church, and our administrative professional would be happy to answer any questions. And that phone number is 251-1570.
1570. Excellent. So call them if you have any questions. But again, just a safe, fun space for your kids. If you don't feel comfortable with them being out and about on Halloween, it says kids ages 0 to 12 years old. Trunk or Treat, Tuesday, October 31st at Victory Lutheran Church. Anything else you wanted to add in there, Suzanne?
We would just love to have you come out and just be part of the fun. Awesome. Celebrate with us.
I'm excited. I'm very excited for it. Suzanne, thank you so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.